Coach Shermer and all the coaches there are telling their guys, you're good enough to beat teams. And I think that's what they come away from that Giants game, like, wow, if we play a full four quarters, we might actually win a game. And I think they're selling them that, and I think they're going to get the kind of effort this week where they feel like if we just play four full quarters, let's see what happens. And I think it's good enough to close the distance between them and the Bengals. I think they're both right there. And I think from the game in week two, I think they found that. And that's why it's a critical game, I think, for both teams. The Browns believe they can win it, but they want to go out and prove they can win it. And I think the Cincinnati Bengals understand that they're vulnerable against the likes of Trent Richardson, who really had a great game against them in week one, and week two, excuse me.
Solomon Wilcots joining us from CBS. He's also with NFL Network, but he will be on the call with Kevin Harlan for Sunday's CBS coverage of the Browns-Bengals game. You bring up Trent Richardson and that performance he had against the Bengals, which was a breakout for him, but another strong game against the Giants last week. And, Sally, one thing that just seems to be showing up is the respect already that opposing defenses have for this guy, that you could just see the way they're kind of backing up and the way they're looking at him, and even on short gains they're getting piggyback rides by him. I mean, he is just a real force, and it looks like an intimidating one for opponents.
Vic, you know, I was there in Cleveland the whole week of the draft, and I told you, I said, if they draft this guy, he's going to bring a whole level of respect to the Cleveland Browns offense that they haven't had in years. He's going to open up levels and lanes on the back end of the defense for receivers to get open, because you have to respect the play-action pass. He makes defenders miss. The unblocked defender, the first one, can't tackle him, let alone the second or third guy. And what's even more amazing, and I think people need to realize this, I have never seen it before, where a rookie running back did not touch the ball in a preseason.
Mm-hmm.
And then he plays beginning week two, or week one or two, and starts the way that he did. For all practical purposes, the game against the Giants was his first regular season game, with the other four being preseason warm-up games for him, and he's already this effective. It's phenomenal when you put it in that perspective.
That's such a great point to make, that he is still having his preseason effectively and learning what he has to do, too. And I don't know that that's appreciated enough, Sally, as far as how he's utilized. Pat Shermer has heard some second-guessing criticism about not having him on the field as often as folks who observe the team want Richardson to be there. But some of that, too, is he has to learn and know about all situations, right? And there are just some things as a rookie when it comes to either blitz pickup or running routes, or those sorts of things. There are even the basics of running that he's still learning.
Well, there's no doubt, and basically it starts with pass protection. I think the running part, Vic, is the instinctual part for him that works. It works for Coach Shermer. I think it works for everybody, but what you have to understand, it doesn't work for your quarterback when you decide to throw the ball and he has to pass protect or he has to blitz pick up. And what you cannot do is put him in there on plays where you say, well, we're just going to run him, so let's put him in. What you're doing, that's a strong indicator for defenses. Okay, Trent Richardson is in a game, everyone, and that's what they're saying in the huddle. They're running the ball.
Right.
Because the tendency has been that they take him out when they need to throw it because he's not ready for blitz protection. So you have to minimize what you're doing with them if the pass protection part of it, from a mental standpoint, hasn't taken hold. You cannot have that strong of an indicator for opposing defenses by putting him on the field only when you're running the football.
Sally, let's talk a little bit about Brandon Whedon and the development of a rookie quarterback, even though he's going to hit 29 years old this weekend. But he's still a rookie and very much a guy going through that learning, that developing. And it looks like, I mean, he's seen it all. Some beautiful plays like that 62-yard touchdown pass, the highs of that to Josh Gordon, but to the lows of a pick six against Baltimore, an untimely pick against the Giants. And the psyche of that, how do you see him handling that? Just what you've known of him through college and now entering the NFL, and what you're seeing on tape as far as his mindset, his mental strength to handle all this.
Okay, first of all, the talent is there. He is throwing the ball better than any Browns quarterback I've seen since they came back in 99. And I saw Tim Couch, I saw Derek Anderson when the team went 10-6 and didn't go to the playoffs, when he had Braylon Edwards, he had Keller Winslow, and he went to a Pro Bowl. And I've seen it all. I mean, I've seen all the guys. He can throw it down the field. You saw it on that rainbow pass last week to Gordon. But, yeah, there are growing pains that are you have to anticipate. These are the same ones that Tom Brady went through, Peyton Manning went through, Drew Brees went through when they first came into the league. And, you know, you had the double pass on one play that took back a throw. Then you had the interception that follows it. You said, you know, bonehead play, great play, you know, really bad play, another good play. It's all over the place. It's uneven. But that's what you have with rookie quarterbacks. The key is the upside is phenomenal, and he stretches the field, and he forces defenders to defend every blade of grass. I saw him throw Vic some balls over the middle of the field right between the teeth of defenders that were bullets for completions last week against a great Giants defense. I saw him in the Thursday night game. I was on that sideline watching him play against Baltimore. We still had him in the game up until the end. He's fighting against one of the best defenses. He's getting better, and that's what you want for a kid who's got tremendous talent. I think you've got to like what you're seeing from Brandon Wheaton because he's slugging and he's not shrinking under pressure.
Confidence is such a fragile thing in this league, and winning is really the only thing that breeds that. We've talked about the incremental progress that we see and all the positives that it's easy to point out among players. But where do you see this kind of going with the Browns, you know, playing at home, and they're 0-5, and they're trying to convince themselves as much as anyone else that they are headed in the right direction? How do you see that psyche?
That's why I said earlier this is a critical game. I mean, this is a critical game for the Browns because you can only keep young guys believing for so long if you don't have the fruit after putting in so much labor. Eventually you got to win one, and this is the week I think to do it against the Bengals, the dreaded rival within the state, within the division. They've lost, what, 12 consecutive games within the division, and now you're at home, and after playing really well, I thought, against the Giants, at least for 2.5 quarters, I think that now all that hard work and the effort and the talent you talk about with young players, it's got to show some fruit. If they can get a win here, you might see them sprout some wings a little bit. Again, I don't think the win-loss total is going to tell us at the end of the season about this team as much as when you put the tape on and watch it from game to game and play to play.
Great, great, great breakdown. Sally, appreciate your time.
All right, hey, I look forward to calling this game. I'm going to have fun because the Browns are the youngest team in the league, and I'm just watching all this talent kind of come together each week, whether it's Gordon, whether it's Whedon, whether it's Richardson. Each one of these players are getting better every week, Vic.
Well, we look forward to seeing you on Sunday. He is Solomon Wilcots. He will be paired with Kevin Harlan for CBS's coverage of Sunday's Browns-Bengals game. And we've got much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
I really need a new car. Well, mine's only a two-seater, and I have three kids.
Are you sure that's a good reason?
Pretty sure.
But all the numbers, the decisions, the agony.
Not at Liberty Ford. I get top dollar for my trade-in, and right now I can lease the all-new 2013 Escape for only $249 a month.
Well, that's just too easy.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Some math for back to school that everyone can understand. The Loop's 10 for under 10 bucks. Fill up your tank with the Loop's signature creations for a limited time.
Great times, great food, too quick to stay confused.
Hey, Browns fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your waste. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings, too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources in the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. The last time you heard a home alarm siren go off, did you do anything? Sirens are so commonplace, they're ignored. The best way to protect your house is with the voice of a live person, which is why nothing's more effective than Alarm Force's live two-way voice monitoring. With Alarm Force, you get no charge live two-way voice and just $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force!
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Gillingham Ford celebrating 55 years in the car business, and they want to continue creating the best car buying experience in Northeast Ohio. They'll make your next new car purchase fair, open, and honest. They guarantee it. Ford provides the best U.S.-made products on the road, like the all-new 2013 Ford Escape and the 2013 Ford Fusion. Gillingham provides the very best deals. Get your next car based on your needs, not what some dealer has the most of. Let Gillingham Ford put you in that new Ford today. Check them out. BobGillinghamFord.com. Stop in and see why Gillingham is truly the home of the real deal. 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma. That's between Ridge and Tiedemann off I-480. Whether you're West Sider, East Sider, Gillingham Ford always going to be on your side. Stop, call, or find them on the web. You'll see why Gillingham Ford is truly home of the real deal. And congratulations, Gillingham Ford, celebrating 55 years in business and in the community. Gillingham Ford.
Listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci with you here, and Sunday's game, by the way, against the Bengals is presented by your Northeast Ohio Ford dealers and the all-new 2013 Ford Fusion. Be sure to arrive to the stadium early Sunday as the first 16,000 fans will receive a free poster featuring some of your favorite Browns players, courtesy of your Northeast Ohio Ford dealers. And courtesy of our own Jameer Howerton, we have and take you inside the locker room. And today, Jameer catches up with wide receiver Josh Gordon. Take it away, Jameer.
Thanks, Vic. Josh, thank you for taking time out, man.
No problem.
Good to see you. Two catches for 82 yards and that first touchdown. What did you see on that play? Were you licking your chops when you saw that matchup?
Just a little bit. I mean, we were practicing it a whole lot in practice, you know, getting ready for that type of look that they gave us, the mismatch on me in the slot and a linebacker, and hopefully that's what they gave us, and they did in the game. And when we seen it, you know, Brandon looked back, he dropped back, and I had him over top pretty deep. And he just launched it. I went down and chased it down. I mean, it was a completion for us, so it was definitely a big help for us.
How long were you waiting for a play like that to happen?
Since I got here, really. Since I got here, since day one, I've been waiting for a chance to really just make an impact on the team a little bit and show what I could do for the city of Cleveland and just the guys here to really just help impact, you know.
Now, Coach said that you had a great week of practice. What did you do during that week to prepare?
I feel as though the tempo picked up a whole lot faster for me. I mean, a lot of guys were down, you know, due to injury and stuff like that. You know, like I was saying to some other guys, I was telling them, coming in and out of certain plays, you know, getting the reps, you really look off to the sideline, there's nobody coming in for, you know, it's like the numbers are down drastically. You might be doing scout team stuff as well, and you really just got to fight back. You know, you really just got to fight it, and, you know, dig deep, find that character inside you that really just says don't quit, and that never say die attitude. And that's how I approached the week of practice, and, you know, it definitely contributed to the game and crossed over, so it helped me a lot.
Is it safe to say you're approaching this week the same way?
Got to approach every week like that now. There's no turning back from here.
Five regular season games under your belt. How comfortable are you feeling within this system?
Definitely a whole lot more comfortable than I did before. The game slowed down, you know, even looking at the ball coming out of his hands, it's definitely slowed down. Reading the defense has become easier. I mean, I'm feeling a whole lot more comfortable with it than I ever have before. Still a rookie, you know, in a sense, but definitely feel a whole lot more confident. So, yeah.
You got a chance to face the Cincinnati Bengals week two of the season. Let's just talk about what have you seen from these guys differently defensively.
I think after we watched film, they had a couple guys moved around from cornerback to safety, and I think that actually may benefit us a little bit. You know, seeing as those as a cornerback playing safety might bite down on a couple fakes or a couple under routes, leaving the the behind routes, over the top routes open for outside receivers like me and Greg. So hopefully that helps us out in our regard, but we'll definitely see what happens.
I know you can't give away the game plan, but what have you been working on, just on a personal note?
You know, everything that we've been doing, I mean, just staying consistent, really. Just going 100% each time, you know, giving the quarterback a good look, working on the timing. So, you know, don't want to take any plays off and mess up a time that you can really be constructive for Brandon to when he can get it out there and whip the ball your way, you know, and give a good look for the defense. You know, just being consistent is the main key right now.
And what's it been like working with quarterback Brandon Weeden?
It's been great. It's been great. He's got a lot of velocity on the ball. He's definitely smart. You know, a guy that I look up to, helps me a lot in the games. You know, we're definitely beneficial to have him here.
A lot of rookies within the locker room, but you look at that offensive side of the ball, yourself, Travis Benjamin, Trent Richardson, Brandon Weeden. Do you feel like a band of brotherhood, so to speak?
We really do. I mean, if you know, the gel, it's taken us a little while to gel, but we definitely feel as though we're getting there, you know, and we don't really look down on any of the losses, anything like that. We're only looking at it in a positive light. It's really helping us progress a whole lot, you know. Us being a lot of young guys, I think we're average maybe 26 or 24 average age on the team, so a lot of young guys getting opportunities out here, and that's what we really like to see. I mean, can only help us moving forward in this season.
And let's lastly, to wrap it up, moving forward, what are some of the goals that you set for yourself?
Being more of a contributor in the offense, I know I got my first start really last week, but I mean, continuing on to the rest of week 16 and hopefully throughout in the playoffs, if we get the opportunity, you know, I just want to go out there and make a name for myself, help contribute, just show to the coaches and to the quarterbacks you can really trust me, a guy that you could make a go-to wide receiver for the team in this league and really just be a part of the organization.
Well, Josh, thank you for your time and good luck to you, man. Back to you, Vic.
All right. Thank you, Jameer. Thank you, Josh Gordon. Coming up next, we're going to take a closer look at this Bengals team that the Browns will be taking on Sunday. Dave Lapham, former Bengals offensive lineman, analyst for the Bengals Radio Network, is going to join us to break it all down right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
My certified pre-owned Ford Fusion tonight.
Sounds like you're buying a used car.
No. Certified pre-owned from Liberty Ford. Big difference.
Certified pre-what?
With a built-in 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Certified peace of mind.
Uh-huh. And what do they charge for that?
$189 a month, and I saved about $10,000 off the cost of a new one.
Wow! Certified pre-easy!
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Quick Quaker Steak and Lube is the official wing of the Cleveland Browns. This season, get your souvenir Browns bucket at participating lubes while supplies last. Purchase a compact bucket of breaded boneless or award-winning wings, a bucket of lube chips or french fries, or a bucket of 1-inch thick-cut onion rings, and keep the bucket.
Big time! Great food! Too quick to steak and lube!
Is this the year your business doubles in size? Or maybe triples? At First Merit Bank, we'll tailor a solution to meet the unique needs of your business. With a full range of business lending solutions for buying your own building, financing a new piece of equipment, or establishing a line of credit, our business is helping you grow yours. Call us today to start the conversation at 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Subject to credit approval.
RTA's new Sea Line Trolley is your best bet for exploring downtown Cleveland. Because every 10 minutes on weeknights and weekends until 11 p.m., you can ride free with a smile to the Horseshoe Casino, the theaters of Playhouse Square, and the clubs and restaurants of East 4th Street and the Warehouse District. It's like doubling down on a nonstop cross-town entertainment jackpot. The new Sea Line Trolley from RTA. Get ready to ride.
At Dave & Buster's, Sunday football is a big deal. A really big deal. A colossal, massive, gigantic deal.
And that's just the TVs.
Dave & Buster's is the perfect place to catch the game every Sunday because it's packed with massive screens for epic football action everywhere you look. When you want to watch the big game, you have to hit the big screens so you can catch every touchdown, tackle, and Hail Mary pass in its almost life-size glory. Even better, the Sunday deals are pretty huge, too, with serious savings on beer and appetizers. Score big at Dave & Buster's every Sunday. Learn more at DaveAndBusters.com. See store for details.
Hi, guys. What can I get you?
I'll have a soy chai vanilla chip dolce low-fat cappuccino, please.
What did you just order?
What?
A soy chai vanilla chip.
Hold on. Give us each a black coffee to go.
He drives an import truck, wishes he had a Ford F-150 like me. Tows more and hauls more than any other half-ton pickup.
Can I get whipped cream and sprinkles at least?
Let me think about it. No.
Little caramel?
Come on.
For a great deal on a built Ford Tough F-150, see your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer.
Nice to have the Gap Band to rejoin us here. Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer, taking care of that for us. On Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Vic Carucci with you. And Browns fans unite. Single game and three game ticket plans are on sale now. Don't miss your chance to get tickets for the exciting upcoming matchups. Three game ticket plans include the sold out division games versus the Bengals on Sunday or the Steelers on November 25th. Call now for the best available seats, including club level. Call 440-824-3434 or visit clevelandbrowns.com today. And joining us now is the analyst from the Bengals Radio Network, a former standout Bengals offensive lineman and a great friend, Dave Lapham. Dave, welcome to the show.
Appreciate the opportunity to visit, Vic.
Well, let me start, first of all, Dave, with this team that you cover. They're 3-2. Which is, okay, that's fine. I mean, they're above 500, but coming off that loss to the Dolphins, just how much has that impacted the psyche of this Bengals team?
Well, they definitely feel like they didn't take advantage of an opportunity. If you want to achieve your goal of being a playoff team, you have to win home games that you're favored in. And they just let the Miami Dolphins hang around. They had a couple of early turnovers in the football game, were only able to generate field goals out of those opportunities, and really never got on track offensively. Kevin Coyle, the former defensive backfield coach here in Cincinnati for 11 years, really put together a masterful game plan, and I think his defensive players knew how important the game was to him, and they executed it with vigor. I mean, they were flying around the football field, and that defense played outstanding football all day long and never allowed the Bengals offense to get in sync. Defensively, the Bengals played well enough to win the football game, but offensively didn't give enough support.
Yeah, in watching tape of that game, I could see the struggles, and it certainly looked like Andy Dalton was uncomfortable all day long, whether it was the rush itself or the coverages. He just never found a groove.
You're right, and what Kevin decided to do was not let A.J. Green beat him deep. You know, he turned A.J. Green into a possession receiver. He said, you know, you're going to have to go short and intermediate routes. And A.J. did that. You know, he had 9 catches, but for like 60 yards. And he turned into a possession receiver, literally. He did catch a touchdown pass. And he said, okay, I'll let the other guys try to beat me deep. I'll invert the responsibilities here. And the supporting cast, for the first time all year, didn't really step up. They didn't win as many one-on-one opportunities as they should have won. There were some drop balls. As you said, when Andy was inaccurate with his throws when protection was good enough. Other times there were opportunities the protection broke down. It was just one of those games of, as the game progressed, Murphy's Law took bigger and bigger hold.
I'm taking a look at the running game of the Bengals with Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, Brian Leonard, and, of course, Cedric Pierman. That, too, was another place where the Dolphin defense had things bottled up.
Yeah, they really did. And what hurt big time in that game is Bernard Scott was the guy that was really damaging the Dolphins. He had a 29-yard burst in that football game in the early stages of it. It's the longest rush from scrimmage the Bengals have had all year, and it was the longest rush from scrimmage the Dolphins have given up all year. The Dolphins defense came into the game number one in the NFL, allowing only 2.4 yards a rush and only 53 yards a game on the ground. I mean, they're legit against the run. Bernard Scott was hurting them a little bit, but then unfortunately Bernard Scott, first and goal at the 4-yard line, tears his ACL, a non-contact cut, and that's the end of the season for Bernard Scott. So now Cedric Pierman's going to take on a bigger role, and Brian Leonard's going to be the third down back. Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis will be the predominant ball carrier, no question.
As we talk about the Bengals with Dave Lapham, he's the former Bengals offensive lineman, and he's an analyst on the Bengals Radio Network. We switch it to the defensive side of the ball, and that is where they played well against Miami. And let's talk about that Bengal defense. Who are some of the players who have been standing out there, Dave?
Well, it's been a community effort, but the guys up front, the strength of the defense is the defensive line. Geno Atkins is just a maniac. I mean, he is a guy that's got a motor that runs the entire football game. He's got 6 quarterback sacks, leads all the interior defensive linemen in the NFL. He's had a sack in 4 of the Bengals' 5 games. It's not like he got up against some rookie and had a 5-sack day against the guy. He's been consistently productive. Michael Johnson supported him with 5 sacks outside. So those two guys have been a dynamic combination in terms of pressuring the quarterback. And they do have an 8-man rotation that they'll roll in there with the defensive line and keep people fresh in the fourth quarter. And they're finally starting to get some bodies back in the secondary. That's where they've really had issues in terms of injury. Leon Hall came back after a hamstring problem. Nate Clemens came back after a calf injury. They re-signed Chris Crocker to give some support at the safety position because of injury. And with the back end being solidified a little bit, they've played pretty good football in the last 3 football games. Honestly, against the Cleveland Browns in the first matchup,
yeah,
that was as poor a tackling job as I've seen out of Mike Zimmer defense since he's been here. They were horrible tackling, and ever since then they've been a lot better in terms of not just trying to hit guys off their feet, but wrapping them up and getting them on the ground.
Well, Dave, that's what I wanted to bring up. Other than playing better and, as you say, tackling better, how do you see the Bengals adjusting what they did in that first game to what they'll do on Sunday against the Browns team that has a more experience now, at least by a few more games, Trent Richardson, and as well as he ran that day, and he ran pretty well against the Giants, and has really been a force where opposing defenses have wanted very little to do with this guy when he comes through the hole.
He's a load. I mean, he's legit, and he also catches the ball effectively. I mean, he had a touchdown reception and a touchdown rush against the Bengals. He's been, you know, very productive. What he scored in 4 straight games. Isn't he the first Browns rookie to ever do that? So that's a pretty good, you know, history there that he's involved with. I think the bottom line is with him, you have to get more than one guy at the point of attack. You have to gang tackle this guy. I mean, you can't put a teammate out there on the island. He can't be Gilligan with no Marion or Professor out there on the island. Boy, he's got to get some help and support out there, and I think that's what they have to do is swarm to the football when this guy's got his hands on it, because he is a force to be reckoned with for sure.
And Brandon Wheaton had a Browns rookie record with his passing yards against the Bengals in that previous game. A guy who continues to make progress, but has also had a couple of plays that I'm sure he wants back on interceptions, but generally speaking seems to be moving in the right direction. And once again, Mike Zimmer, as defensive coordinator of the Bengals, has that additional book on him, right? He's got the first game that they played, and he's got other games to study. How do you see things maybe breaking down this time?
Yeah, I agree with you, Vic. I think it's a deal where, you know, now that you've seen Brandon Wheaton play for a month and you've seen what he's going to do with his wide receiver core and concepts that are working well and concepts that have carried over for, like, you know, into the 3rd, 4th, and 5th week, now you have a better understanding of what they're trying to do, how they're trying to attack a little bit. But Brandon Wheaton has thrown the 2nd most passes in the NFL. The only guy that's thrown more passes than him is Drew Brees. You can understand why. He just broke Unitas' record. So, I mean, Wheaton has thrown over 40 passes a game. That's a heavy burden for a rookie. Obviously, they've been behind in quite a few games, but I don't know. To me, I would think, I haven't seen every snap like you have, but I would think Coach Childress might be abandoning that running game with Richardson maybe a little bit too soon. And I know that Jay Gruden did that against the Miami Dolphins last week. When Andy Dalton throws the ball 40 more times here in Cincinnati, the Bengals are 0-4. Mm. So to me, I think the team that strikes balance between the run and the pass is the team that's going to have the best opportunity to win the football game.
And that leads me to talking more about the Bengals' offense and the pass protection for Andy Dalton. Obviously, the best friend is having that running game and getting that going, and minus Scott now in that backfield, that is going to be a challenge for the Bengals. The last time these teams met, Dave, as you know, the Browns had 6 sacks, got a lot of pressure on Dalton. How do you see them dealing with the Browns' pass rush this time around and a Browns team that has theoretically now better coverage with Joe Hayden back from his suspension?
Yeah, I think that Joe Hayden is obviously going to be a factor. I mean, I think they'll probably play even a little bit more man than they did the first go-around. And Andy Dalton was the first to say after that game that a lot of those sacks were quarterback issues, holding on to the ball too long. You know, he's just going to make a determination to cut it loose and trust his receivers to make make some plays on it. DeQuell Jackson had three of those quarterback sacks, and plus he had an interception. So if he's a little dicey with that concussion, that could be a major blow. And does have to be sound, but as you mentioned, the Miami Dolphins absolutely paid no attention to the Bengals' play-action pass because the Bengals couldn't get any kind of consistency in their running game. So it's almost pointless and fruitless to go to a play-action passing attack based on establishing a ground game when you don't have one. They're going to have to get one established against the Browns, get some running lanes and some creases so play-action passes have some significance to them.
Well, Dave, excellent information, and we appreciate you taking the time with us.
My pleasure, Vic. Anytime, sir.
All right. He is Dave Lapham. He is the analyst for the Bengals Radio Network, former Bengals offensive lineman, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
I really need a new car.
Oh, no! Why?
Well, mine's only a two-seater, and I have three kids.
Are you sure that's a good reason?
Pretty sure.
But all the numbers, the decisions, the agony.
Not at Liberty Ford. I get top dollar for my trade-in, and right now I can lease the all-new 2013 Escape for only $249 a month.
Well, that's just too easy.
Hello, it's me, your piggy bank. Can we talk about Arby's value menu? Now, I realize you get all your favorites on one amazing menu. And yeah, I'm carrying a little loose change, but that's no reason to... Hey, put me down, hey!
Well, I for one feel broken up over this. Enjoy your sandwich.
Head to Arby's for the value menu and put your change to good use. Like the Junior Roast Beef and Junior Ham and Cheddar, both prepared fresh when you order. Arby's, it's good mood food!
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
If you're hosting an event this football season, then you need Hughes Event Production Services. Hughes Event Production Services is the area's largest rental and staging company. Whether it's a TV for your watch party, a stage for your tailgate concert, or anything in between, Hughes can get you what you need for your event. ESPN Cleveland uses Hughes, and so should you. So get to Hughes for your event needs today. For more information, call 216-361-4600 or go to Hughes.com.
If you need a good lawyer, listen up. Use mine, Russo Rosalina. Hi, gang. Riz here for Russo Rosalina, general practice family law firm. Joe, Gabriella, and Basil have been doing it for years. Two locations, too. East Side, Richmond Town Square. West Side, Parmatown on Ridge. If you suffered a loss of a loved one, Russo Rosalina can handle the estate for you. Injuries, divorce, bankruptcy, wills, they do it. Go to RRLPA.com. That's RRLPA.com, Russo Rosalina.
Let's face it, there are lots of things we can't control. The weather, gas prices, kids. But you can control your electric price. Sign up for price control by First Energy Solutions by October 31st and lock in one low monthly price for the next 7 years. No surprising energy bills, no inflation year after year, just the same service at a locked in low price. Sign up before October 31st at PriceControlOhio.com. First Energy Solutions is an unregulated affiliate of Ohio Edison, Toledo Edison, and the Illuminating Company.
Free tires.
Buy two tires, get two more tires.
For free.
At NTB.
Select name brands.
For passenger cars.
For SUVs.
For light trucks.
Buy two, get two more free with the purchase of alignment and road hazard protection on four tires.
Four tires for the price of two at NTB.
This sale includes select name brands. Brands like Goodyear and Yokohama.
Don't miss this sale.
There is simply no place you can go to buy two tires and get two for free.
No place.
No place. But NTB.
It's incredible.
It's fantastic.
Four tires for the price of two.
That's 50% off.
That's two free tires.
Others may promise, but NTB delivers.
Thousands and thousands of tires on sale.
Four tires for the price of two with installation.
is a sale you don't want to miss.
And it's available only at NTB.
Because NTB cares.
Cares about saving you money.
See your nearest NTB store today.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we welcome in Renee Harvey, the Browns Vice President of Community Outreach. Renee, this being Breast Cancer Awareness Month and the Browns playing their first October home game against the Bengals Sunday, there's going to be quite a presence of pink there.
There will be, and it's for any of the fans that have been watching the games this previous Sunday, it'll be more the same, but you know, all of our favorites where the players are wearing all of their pink accessories, the coaches, even the referees. So you'll see a lot of pink in terms of field stenciling, goalpost pads, like anything that could possibly turn pink, they did.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. And then it's a partnership through the American Cancer Society and the NFL's league-wide campaign, which is called A Crucial Catch. This is the fourth year of that partnership with American Cancer Society. We have a fantastic relationship with them here locally. And so through that organization, we have identified breast cancer survivors who will be part of our pregame festivities. So they'll form the gauntlet for the team.
That's
and then
great.
We also have a commemorative pink flag that they'll be holding as well. So in addition to that, our fans upon entrance will receive a pink ribbon from the Zeta Tau Alpha sorority, and that marks our 10th anniversary with them to help raise awareness. So
wow.
Long before kind of the league-wide initiative, we've always been supporting this cause. So at the end of that game, they will have distributed 250,000 ribbons through our partnership at the home games.
That's phenomenal. And that gauntlet is a very inspirational thing. I think for people, I encourage people to just get there and watch that. If
it
that
is.
Doesn't inspire you, you probably don't have a pulse.
Yeah, I think you're right. No, it's very heartwarming. You're right.
And we had a field dedication to talk about.
Sure. We were very excited to be part of the Lou Groza Field, which is right here in Berea in our backyard. So it was great to be part of that program. We awarded them a $250,000 grant through the NFL Grassroots Program. They've built a beautiful synthetic turf. So the Lou Groza Youth Football League, who's only been in existence for a couple of years, now has a beautiful facility. The local high school will also practice there. So they're going to get a lot of usage out of that facility. Went there yesterday. Doug Deacon came and told his stories about Lou Groza. But we had seven of our current players come out and host a Gatorade Junior Training Camp clinic after the dedication. So just a beautiful ceremony to celebrate the collaboration between the Berea Local School District as well as City Berea and the Browns.
And a fantastic thing coming up on Monday night. I'm actually going to be part of this. Frosty Rucker's fundraiser at Barley House.
Yes, so he is going to be hosting that again Monday evening from 7 to 10, and it supports his foundation, which is called Frosty's Challenge, and that supports kids in need. So he's made an immediate impact coming here to Cleveland in the community, and this is a great way for us to help support his efforts. So I encourage everyone to come out and join him. He has 100 VIP tickets available that are sold for $50 each, and you can check that out at frostieschallenge.org.
I'm allegedly going to be a celebrity bartender. I'm hoping nobody drinks what I concoct. Okay, great stuff. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Vic.
Yeah, please order beers from me. Make it simple, please. Thank you. All right, back to the Browns official Facebook or soft drinks. The official Facebook and Twitter pages of the Browns. Steven from Twitter wants to know, how much of an impact do you think Joe Haden will have this Sunday? I think he's going to have a huge impact, Steven. I think his absence did one thing. It just reminded us of how important he is to this defense, to this secondary, but to the defense as a whole, to the team as a whole. It's the old saying of you don't really know how much you miss someone until they're not there, and this was probably an example of that. I don't know that folks who follow the Browns took for granted. I know no one within the Browns, no one within this building here in Berea took Joe Haden for granted, but I'm talking about maybe the fan base, maybe even media, just taking for granted a little bit about what he does and what he means to the team. And then you take him out of there, and you see how much easier it is for opponents to throw the football and find openings in coverage that weren't there when Joe is there. I think his ability to lock things down gives Dick Geron, as defensive coordinator, more options in what he does in his scheming, especially with the front seven, with the pass rush. And, you know, look at the Bengals. You think of A.J. Green, you think of their ability to hit some big plays, their big play targets. And even though, I mean, I think of that last game in week two, six sacks by the Browns, and essentially they didn't have a whole bunch of huge pass plays in the passing game, but they didn't need many. They got one big one, and that was the difference in a close game. So I think the hope would be that Joe Hayden's presence would eliminate something like that. John from Twitter, is Pat Shurmur going to run Trent Richardson more than 17 times, or is he still going to think that Brandon Weeden can win a game? I think the answer is yes to both. I do think, first of all, that Richardson would get a pretty heavy workload against the Bengals. 17, of course, was a number of carries that he had against the Giants last weekend. But I think he will, as with each game, he's showing the capability, the greater capacity to handle more. And probably the hardest thing for a back to deal with as a rookie is picking up the blitz, is knowing and having the feel for that, NFL style. I mean, he did it well at the collegiate level, but it's a different game. We know that in the NFL. Running routes, the releases, all the details that go with that. But even when it comes to the fundamental thing that he does, running the football, and as instinctual timing with your blockers and so on and so forth, all those little details that are actually big details, very important, that a guy has to learn and get a feel for. And Richardson steadily does that, thus the confidence in getting him and allowing him to have a greater role. It doesn't mean he's going to be on the field for every single snap and have every single carry. And there will be a role for Chris Obanaya on the field, but you've heard the discussion. We talked about it with Solomon Wilcots and so forth, and you will see more of him for sure. But you will also see others. And, yeah, Brandon Weeden, it's right for Pat Shurmur to think he can win this game and any game. Why not? He's the quarterback. And the better Richardson runs the football, the more. This is not a case of run Richardson more and don't involve Weeden in trying to win a ball game. Are you kidding me? No. They go hand in hand. They work together. They're not in vacuums. Richardson or the running game's production helps make for a better, theoretically, a better passing game, right? That's how it's supposed to work in football. And I think that's how it's going to work here for a while, for a long time, as long as these two guys are teammates. Matt from Twitter, should the Browns consider signing Terrell Owens, Chad Johnson, or Plaxico Burress? No. This deep into the season, there's a reason none of those three has a job. And the answer is not, well, every team in the league, say except the Browns, is so set at receiver they don't need these guys. That's not true either. Every team would always, football teams, NFL teams, constantly seek to upgrade their rosters, constantly. And if there was a feeling among, think about this, 32 teams that have the ability to sign one of those guys to make their team better, to make their receiving corps better. And we're into week six. Tomorrow night, week six begins, Steelers, Titans. And none of those guys has been signed. That tells you something. And it tells you that what they have left or whatever they can bring isn't worth the trouble of just bringing them in as veteran players. You really have to have someone who can contribute. I know I'll hear about, you know, the physical conditioning and all those things. That's great, but what else? The skill set. Is everything working and functioning in ways as receivers for them in ways that they did when they played their best football? And that's the thing. We tend to have that snapshot in our mind of time gone by rather than what the here and now is. Eric from Twitter wants to know, why not start Mo Massaqua and Josh Gordon and then have Travis Benjamin and Josh Norwood in slot positions? Kind of makes sense, doesn't it? I like the idea of Josh Gordon moving into the starting lineup, and I think that time is going to be there for him, or more prominent. But Greg Little's not out of the mix here, even though he didn't have a catch last week. Travis Benjamin still recovering from that hamstring injury. Now you have Norwood hurt, so the two of them aren't in the equation right now. Can they work the slots, though, slot positions, I guess, as you put it? Yes, they can, and I do see them having greater roles as you go forward. Ideally, with everybody healthy, you can mix and match and use a lot of different combinations. You just haven't had a point where all these guys are either healthy or up to speed enough. And we're seeing, I think, much closer with Josh Gordon on that. And I think Travis Benjamin, once he's healthy. Want to thank Solomon Wilcots. Want to thank Josh Gordon and Jameer Howardson. Want to thank Dave Lapham and Drew Boatner. Want to thank Renee Harvey and our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. We will talk to you again tomorrow night on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.